listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa and Jonathan Todd, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Okay, Ilona Europa here. I missed Los Angeles so much. I was last week in Maui with Jonathan Todd, my husband, and Scott Liebfried, of course, chef, very, very good chef, who is just right now opening with Jonathan a restaurant for Mick Fleetwood. Fleetwood's on Front Street. Restaurant is growing, is amazing, food is so good. I gained maybe 50 pounds, but I don't know, I loved it, and I like how I look, and I don't care. But still, I missed LA, and I'm happy to have Accent On back into our homey studio. I sound funny, little raspy, little sexy, because I got some bug, and I will not sing today, and I'm happy we have sun is going down in my version, pre-recorded. And studio is full of wonderful people today. I have with me Stephanie Mack. Stephanie Mack is my engineer today. And of course, brain, English brain when I forget English words. And hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Alona.
We are flying together and we are just very good friends right now. I just love her. She's a very smart girl. And I have with me Kubaka. One more time. Kubaka, I don't know, I just love this guy. First, he's gorgeous. Second, he sings very well. Third, he's a little bit Polish, or very Polish, but really now he's like so American and worldly, and just enters American market with so big speed, and he has his new single that he will be releasing this month, end of this month, and I know he'll be talking about that. Also, we have Robbie, very, very good-looking man also, and Robbie is his PR, yes?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Yeah, this is Kuba, and I have Robbie with me, my publicist. You know, just all the gang came today.
Yes. And how can I explain Kuba? But I think we'll explain Kuba a little bit later because he's very visual. You need to see Kuba and listen to him to understand what he brings to the table.
Especially new cover.
Cover is very, very special and it's controversial. Yeah. And I like that because you know what? You have your saying and you did.
Right.
You release your album and your single the way how you want. That's what artists mostly can do. Then
yeah.
Good luck to you. And
thank
also
you.
In a studio from far away, how Natashka? Okay, she can get closer. Natasha Miratad, I cannot lie, she's my daughter. From time to time, we are playing her songs. She's in 2 weeks going to UCL, to USC.
God.
Oh my gosh.
Hi.
Hi, and Natasha is here because she came with Matt, her wonderful, amazing looking boyfriend. I don't know if you see this testosterone running around in the studio. It's just something special. I know that we are missing Jonathan. He's in Maui. Hi, Jonathan. We are missing.
Aloha.
Okay,
Aloha.
He's just doing his aloha, and he's also gorgeous and very suntan right now. And yeah, then I think we are ready to start Accent On. We'll be having tiny little surprise today. We have a wonderful, wonderful young Gabriel Navarro with his also first song he recorded 2 months in my studio with Dom Capuano. And we have results today. Then I would love to share this song with everybody. Hopefully we'll have time. But right now, Accent On cannot start without John Johnson and his Fireflies Igniting the Soul. Today's topic is sense and serendipity. Welcome.
Hello again, everyone, and thank you for listening to Accent On. This is John Johnson for Firefly, Igniting the Soul. Now, the following list has one thing in common. Can you guess what it is? LSD, crazy glue, radioactivity, Teflon, Viagra, x-rays, the planet Uranus, penicillin, cornflakes, and even gravity. Give up? Well, this is a list of things that we never would have heard of if researchers didn't occasionally luck out and have a run-in with my favorite phenomenon known as serendipity. Now, serendipity roughly means good luck in making unexpected and fortunate discoveries. And a good deal of the most amazing discoveries in science have occurred when one scientist was doing their best to understand one thing, and in the process of doing that, they accidentally stumbled upon another thing, which eventually has led to scientific discoveries that have come to change the world. That's just how powerful serendipity can be in all of our lives. So why is it that some people encounter serendipity almost what seems like on a regular basis, while others are never able to connect the dots? I think that the biggest block to serendipity in our lives seems to me is what I call ego fear. I'm using the term ego fear to describe fears that go beyond rational concerns. So for example, you wouldn't run into the middle of a freeway thanks to a healthy fear of getting run over by a car. That's not ego fear. However, the fear that often keeps people from public speaking, interviewing for jobs, taking calculated risks, these are typically driven by fear of either embarrassment or fear of failure and rejection or criticism. That's ego fear. And sometimes it can be difficult to separate the two types of fear because ego fear will sometimes rationalize itself as healthy fear. An example would be, you know, I don't want to talk to that job recruiter because it could get back to my current employer or they're just going to waste my time. So the difference between a life full of frustrating obstacles and a life full of serendipity is largely a matter of interpretation. It can be difficult, but the most beneficial response to unexpected events is a sense of gratitude. Because even difficult events that have happened in your life can lead to something great. So we need to learn to accept what is given to us and be grateful for the lessons that life has to teach. Serendipity is really one of my favorite words. I like the sweep of how it sounds as well as what it means. Its actual dictionary definition is along the lines of an aptitude for making desirable discoveries by accident. I like that. We have Horace Walpole to thank for the invention of this lovely word. Its origin is from his Iranian fairy tale called The Three Princes of Serendip. And these characters in this fairy tale would constantly come across unexpected discoveries, somewhat like our modern-day movie hero, Forrest Gump. Now, I was reminded of this word today, serendipity, because sometimes the choices that we make lead us on a path that we don't quite understand to little destinations along the way that are more wonderful than anything that we could have ever imagined. Or we find ourselves in a place in life that we had not decided upon but couldn't be happier to be right where we are. Because oftentimes when we look back on our lives, we can see all the interconnecting events and how they brought us to this where we currently are. I heard Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple, one time say that by looking back on his past, he was able to connect the dots to seemingly unrelated life learning experiences and people that serendipitously led him to his current success in ways he could never have imagined. And he went on to say that you can only connect the dots by looking back towards your past, never by looking forward into the future. When I glance over my shoulder at my past, I see all the serendipities, all the little discoveries and accidents which led me here to this place. And here really isn't too shabby, let me tell you. Because right here, right now, is one of those moments when joy bubbles through my veins, a moment where I trust life. Why? Because I'm exactly where and who I'm meant to be at this time. And just like you and everyone else listening right now, we are all exactly where we're supposed to be. Believe it, it's the truth. For more of my daily thoughts or to share your run-ins with serendipity, please visit the John Johnson official fan page on Facebook or follow me on Twitter at JonsCat. That's JonsCat. For Firefly, this is John Johnson. Start living your life like the dream you have is real. Now back to the studios of LA Talk Radio with the serendipitous Ilona Europa and Jonathan Todd.
That's always so nice, that listening to his voice. John is just a really magical man. And yeah, I love the word serendipity, and I think I live by this word all my life, or half of my life for sure. I don't know why certain points in my life are just, and people coming to my life and change direction, what I am doing. Sometimes for years, I don't know why I was working with certain people. I always give them the most, what I could give. And then many years later, you know, serendipity before and then later brings some wonderful project together and we enjoy our life. Then I think, yes, we need to look for this moment in life that we meet people. Like I have Kuvaka in my,
thank you,
in my studio right now, or John Johnson, which that's another story how we met. And I know that a few days from now we will be all in Maui for the big opening of restaurant with Steven Tyler, with I think Johnny Lang, I think Mick Fleetwood. Yes, Jonathan?
Johnny Lang, Steven Tyler, Mick Fleetwood, Willie K, the legend from Hawaii. 400 people.
Wow.
Radio crazy. Broadcast live on two of the Hawaiian stations. KISS is one of them.
That's so
turning into a big deal.
So exciting.
Turning into a big deal.
You know, this restaurant is just very entertaining outside of what will happen on the 23rd. And we have a big also charity event, which most of tickets that are purchased are going towards childhelp.org, which we are raising money. And we raised a lot of money already. But again, tickets are going towards this charity goal. But anyway, I know so you need to tell before I move forward with our show, what's happened 2 days ago from your menu? What got bought? Explain us what's going on the menu with Scott Liprid. What did you create it and what happened? That's the most exciting things ever.
We have three burgers. One of the burgers is a burger with short rib and brisket in it. Really tasty hamburger for $15. We have an all white turkey burger, exotically seasoned. That's $16. And then we have what's called the Harley Hog Burger. And that's a pound of ground beef, a pound of bacon, and it's on a gigantic one-pound-sized bun, and it's as big as you can get, and it's called the Harley Hog Burger, and that's $35,278.24, and it comes with a Harley-Davidson Softail Special Edition Limited with Lahaina, Hawaii on it and Fleetwood's logo on the front and the back and emblazoned heat pressed into the leather in the saddlebag. And
3 days
and for $35,000 is an expensive burger, and we sold the first one on our ninth day in business. So
yes. And this that was just amazing. And we were living with Stephanie at the town, and you know, you were just dealing with this wonderful couple who purchased $30,000 burger, and you had an issue if you will add free cheese or you will still ask them to pay $1.
Well, yeah, on the menu, it's $35,000 for the burger, hardly delivered anywhere in the U.S., add cheese, $1, and the guy didn't want to add the cheese.
Oh, okay.
So we kind of feel we're waiting for it now. 002 is ordered, and we're waiting for delivery on that now. It's classic. They took a Softail Harley Davidson and they put retrofitted the belt-driven high-end Softail of today and made it look like a 1945 bike. And they used emblems from 1945, the real emblems on it, all chrome everywhere. All the nuts are chrome. It's a complete unique package with gigantic white walls. And the first one was strawberry and cream. It was white and strawberry. That old antique strawberry looking. What a beautiful bike, tuned beautifully. So we took it into the restaurant and made an announcement and fired it up. Nothing like a Harley Davidson in the middle of a restaurant.
Wow.
Scared the heck out of half the people in there.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
And the guy who bought it bought it for his girlfriend who runs COSA, the court appointed stewardship of children when they've been beaten or harmed, very similar to child help, but in COSA's case, they fund the court to move them into foster homes. Yeah. And she is from Visalia, California. Her name is Joe. And Bill, the boyfriend, they're having an annual fundraiser. So he bought it and gave it to Joe, and Joe is going to auction it off so that they can raise money for the charity, which is just a beautiful story. The press came out, and the whole place was lit for a little while. Lots of energy there.
Okay, honey. Thank you so much. We'll be talking more about your burgers, and hopefully we'll raise a lot of money for good causes. Right now, I think I have something also very, very exciting. And because we are baking, in a way, new talent, and right after new tiny talent, who is 18 years old and just will sing for us, we'll be having really nice story. We have star in the studio, Kubaka, and he will be talking about his new single. But for right now, Gabriel Navarro. 2 months ago, we were playing 37 second of his song, which he recorded before he left to New York to just dream about become a star on the Broadway. And we know this will happen, but It's Not Your Fault, which is a song that I wrote and Dom Capuano produced for him. We had very little time, but I think he did a great job, and I would love to share the song with all of us. Welcome, Gabriel.
Your fault. We were meant to fall in love, and love so deeply, so helpless to make it last. It's not your fault. We are close but far away, but far away. Love is not the answer. When it comes too late, leave the door and lock no entry. For you and I, it's a time to say goodbye. Don't make me cry. Give me your strength to say goodbye. Time to you, I say I do. Night after night, maybe you will come to me. Night after night, come and hold me one more time. Don't make me.
you, Gabriel. David Foster, did you hear him singing? Okay, now. Hi, Jonathan. You are not here, but I know you know Kubaka, and I think this is the time that we need to just give him a time of the day and let him describe what is his single about. Let us listen to his single and just describe us why cover like that, and just let people call to Accent On and just search the cover and listen to the song. We need to find out where we can listen to the song, of course, and but for right now we'll be hearing in Accent On. But first, Kubaka.
Yeah.
Prince of Poland, beautiful man, a stylish, gorgeous gentleman, and gorgeous smile, nice, amazing young man, and I think he has star quality that you don't see in a lot of guys who are coming into the studio or on a stage. I think he'll make it big in America. I wish him so much success.
Tell us,
Kubaka, all about your new single. How this happened, why this one, and who did you work with, and what is the next plan, what about release? Okay, it's your
turn. Wow, well, it's a really special story because, you know, I was last summer with Whitney Houston and with her camp, and her promoter, Raffles von Exel, a very special friend of mine and really a visionary, he said to me, Kuba, it's time for you to make album in US. You know, you moved your career here, you're going on, and singles, not enough anymore, we do the album. So the plan was to go to Chicago to one of the pioneers of house music, Steve Slick Hurley. And we went there, we were sitting with Silk in very cold Chicago back then because it was kind of fall time coming and big wind. And, you know, in the studio I was saying, you know, Silk, I really would love to do this fun, exotic song that has this kind of like nature of mine that was described in Poland, stage animal. So something very animalistic that would be about this thing between, you know, boy and girl.
Yes.
And, you know, I didn't know this song would go that far, but it went to a track called Physical Attraction. And it even has that Latino flavor. It has, of course, mainstream pop, but with big dance kick. And I wrote this song in the studio with Silk very fast. I mean, Silk told me, go, you know, to the vocal booth and just sing your ideas. I sang a few ideas and that became the original. So we really did it quickly with big passion, with really that spirit of having this big time energy, you know. And of course, you know, then we started to build next songs of the album. But my label, Universal Music, chose that this will be the next single after my very first In the Streets. And after this single, basically, will come the album and also my duet with Flavor Flav, my American twin brother. And, you know, when I gave this this single to the label, they're expecting this, you know, this very, I would say, slick and elegant cover. So we did deliver slick, elegant, but we got the photo shoot styled by Versace, and it went to a very European avant-garde with me only in the swimwear in Malibu. And when my label just got the cover, they were like, oh my God, you look like a stripper. I'm like, no, that wasn't my intention. Are you like Magic Mike? I'm like, no, I'm not Magic Mike, give me a break. But why not, right? I mean, after all.
I know, you are taking the risk and you are having very unusual cover, and I think you are a very attractive man. Nothing wrong with that. But yes, you probably...
The cover is a scandal.
I like that, you know, you are going after, you know, a big hit, and I would love to listen to the song right now. Okay, Physical Attraction.
I'm ready to listen to it.
First time, and a real release is on the 28th of...
Well, it will be premiered at Universal iTunes August 28th.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Very soon. And then also we'll be doing the music video for it. Again, very scandalistic, I guess. But no, very classic. You know, the idea even of the cover was Greek gods. So basically, if you know Greece, if you go to Greece,
and
even with
kids.
You see naked statues. So, I mean, what's wrong with human body? But, you know, sometimes, especially when it comes to labels, they're very protective, and they want you to really be very universal. And it is universal, it's just with some wild
universal
animal
beauty of man's body. Oh, Universal want to look like you, buddy. Okay, but anyway, Accent On has on a Facebook the cover, and we'll be listening right now for the first time on Accent On, Cuba Star, star in the making, or maybe already star, Prince of Poland. Okay.
Animals hit the jungle of life.
The stars
align. Sheep's eyes are meeting, and two hearts are beating. It's one. Stop us, we're running through the jungle. When the drums are loud, I feel you coming closer, and I just wanna hold you tonight. Closer, and I just wanna hold you tonight.
I like the rhythm, I like the passion, I like the sensuality of it.
Thank
I like
you.
How you look. I'm just wishing you the best. I like the unusual vocal of woman in the background.
Oh, that is a story. Now, we had this concept with my in-house producer, Conley Abrams, the guy that did Tupac, and great guy. Anyway, you know, he has his studio here in L.A., and I was finishing final ideas for this track with Seal. And I said, you know, Conley, I need some girl that she would just make this sensual screaming. And he said, Cuba, are you serious? I'm like, yeah, you know, let's do it. So then, you know, there he make this arrangement, and you know, the girl comes to the studio, and she was such a professional. You know, it was unbelievable how, for a girl that is, you know, singing her first time in her life, it was like just she got to the vocal booth, she started to scream, and I started to laugh because I was like, oh my God, she goes all the way. But you know, that's why we have such song.
I think you will need to be nice to her, invite her for
she was so sweet.
Yeah, when you get awards.
And very beautiful. She was very beautiful.
I know, we are the biggest fans, and I know that you have much more that we can talk right now. And because your album is also ready, and we need to talk more and more about your next adventures, next singles. Right now, we have a wonderful Dr. DJ Varet from Varet. Yes, DJ, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Okay, very, very fine. And I know that we have people would love to talk to you. And with Scott Liebfried and Jonathan Todd and myself, we all would like to talk a little bit about healthy breakfast. These guys who are here, they are so healthy in the studio. They have muscles. They're gorgeous. They are very, very having good breakfast every morning. I don't. I need help.
You look amazing. Come on, Ilona.
I love you, but still, I
Ilona
need help.
Ilona looks like this, you know, Hollywood star from Slovenia.
I need this today very badly. Thank you so much. You pick me up a little bit, my mood, because I cannot speak then. You know, my mood needs to be up. But anyway, DJ, Dr. DJ, our wonderful, wonderful specialist, not only for people making their faces and body look perfect, inside of body look perfect, hair of men who are falling apart make perfect back, and Scott Liebfried together, and they will be talking to us what to do to get ourselves in the morning and put in our stomachs the most healthy, wonderful breakfast that makes us thin and happy. Hello, guys. May I pass all this baton, that's what we say, to Jonathan? Because I know that our topic, if you agree with me, Dr. DJ, we'll be talking about eggs, how do you cook them, and we'll be talking also about tips how to make good omelets and scrambled eggs, and then we'll be talking about juices, sugar content, bacon, how to make it crispy, and Jonathan can tell something about that, and also cereals, bran with sugar, visa sugar, is this English word, visa, and fruits, be careful of prepared fruits, sugar content. Then Dr. DJ introducing today healthy breakfast by you and Mr. Scott Liebfried, chef, and Jonathan Todd, who probably can use with me a little bit help and lose little pounds. Okay, welcome.
Well, thanks, Ilona. You know, we kind of had talked about this last week, and I hope, is Scott on the call at this point?
Scott's not here yet. I just went down to the kitchen, and I can't find him, so I'm sure hopefully he'll make it up here in a second.
I'm sure.
We'll talk about some of the ingredients, I think, that make a healthy breakfast at least, and hopefully Scott can kind of chime in and give us some great ideas on how to cook them. But, you know, your mother used to, at least my mother used to tell me all the time, you got to have breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day. And she was most certainly right. There have actually been several studies out there in people who are trying to lose weight, and those who were most successful at weight loss actually started their day with a healthy and varied breakfast. And we're not talking about just running out and grabbing a pastry at your local bakery, but actually a breakfast that has all of the major components to make sure that you have your protein intake, your cereal intake, your bread intake, your vegetable intake, your fruit intake, basically everything that you need, that your body needs as building blocks to make sure that you stay nice and healthy. Go ahead.
Okay, I would like to ask our guest, Kuba.
Yes.
What is your breakfast, Mr. Kubaka? When you start, what is your breakfast?
I must tell you.
Yeah.
I really have very, very anti-good-looking diet. I love fast food. I love food from microwave. And I really do it all the time. So when people, they ask me, you know, how you can look like so athletic, I mean, I don't know. I really don't know how it's going. I mean, God helps me. I don't want to be on a diet. And what I plan to do, I plan to have breakfast. That would be, you know, rice with chicken And then, you
doctor,
know, lunch,
what are you talking about?
A
that's
hamburger,
not the breakfast.
And then at dinner, like a half of some very big, big steak.
Oh, my gosh. I hate you already because the doctor tell him if he wants to be a star and live forever, he cannot eat like that.
No.
Unfortunately, I must agree with Ilona on this one.
Really?
Kuba, your diet is lacking for a broad and healthy spectrum there.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy. Ronnie, what is your breakfast?
What should I do, Robbie, doctor? Help me.
Yeah, doctor, well, but
help me.
What is your breakfast?
Well, I like to be healthy, Ilona.
Yes.
Some acai. It's really good.
Acai? What's that?
It's like it's from the Brazilian Amazon.
Doctor, listen, that's
scary. I heard about it. Yeah.
What's that?
It just gives me energy, and it's just a good antioxidant.
Is it a drink?
It can be. It's frozen. It's up in my freezer. I make smoothies with it.
Oh, then you're adding something into something.
You can add whatever to it, yeah, but you can buy it at, like, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, whatever.
Just and it's called what?
Acai, A-C-A-I.
Oh, Mr. Dr. DJ, is this something good?
Yes, actually, well, the acai, it's actually a berry that comes from Central and South America. It comes from the acai palm tree, which the fruit on it, the berry that's picked, it's about an inch long, kind of reddish or purplish fruit. The problem is, and I heard you mention that you have it in a frozen state, and unfortunately, a lot of times, the acai berry that's actually picked often is very high in antioxidant content. Unfortunately, whenever it's processed and then frozen for a time period, the good stuff in it, the antioxidants, the flavonoids, and the other antioxidants in it are often lost in that whole processing.
Oh.
So the berry itself is actually good, and in some producers like Whole Foods will actually have the acai berry as an unprocessed fruit, and they're actually good. They're very high in antioxidants. You're correct, and you can put them in shakes or omelets or pretty much whatever you want to do, like any other fruit. And they're actually very useful, but you do have to be very careful because there's a lot of different processes that acai berries go through to be able to have a longer shelf life, and a lot of times it takes out some of the good antioxidants.
Okay, Jonathan, what is your breakfast like? Jonathan?
I'm here, and I have Scott Liebfried, Master Chef, Celebrity Intrigue, Hell's Kitchen sous chef to Gordon Ramsay. Second most televised chef on the planet, sitting right next to me.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, everybody. Just made it in.
I just miss your food so much, the ravioli. Oh, my gosh. But we are talking about healthy breakfast with Dr. DJ Verrett. And we just talked about eggs. We talked a little bit about antioxidants. That's what we say. We have some funky stuff going on behind Jonathan. Big echo. Singing, music.
Aloha, girls.
Christmas.
It sounds like they're having way too much fun out there.
Hawaiian dancers, you know, on the beach.
Okay. Then
still, the only question that's on my mind right now is, honestly, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Doctor, what came first?
The chicken.
Chicken first?
Okay. No, Natasha has the answer to this. Natasha, what came first, the chicken or the egg, and why?
First, Natasha, Daddy is asking, chicken or egg? Oh, she said chicken too.
Egg.
Now she said egg. I don't know. They don't know nothing. Let's go back to help
you. Dinosaur was first, and then a chicken maybe.
Okay.
The egg without the chicken. No, why, Natasha?
No, she's far away from the microphone. Daddy wants to find out why you think the chicken...
Okay, we spent years going
she's
over
coming,
this.
She's coming.
Our educated Hi. Answer is... Wait, is Natasha there?
Yeah, I'm putting on headphones. Hello.
Why do you think?
Okay, all right. What came first, the chicken or the egg, and why?
Egg, because of evolution. Sorry, religious people.
Why evolution?
Because two chicken-like chickens loved each other very much and made an egg, and then that egg hatched into the first chicken.
That is correct. The first chicken came from an egg, not from a chicken.
Yeah, okay. I'm giving you back.
The first chicken came from two weird almost chickens. And it evolved. It had a genetic twist and became a chicken. And there's your first chicken.
Oh, boy.
So it has nothing to do with Noah's Ark.
Oh,
no Ark.
Gosh. Okay, I want to eat the eggs. You better tell me, guys, what I can eat when it comes to egg and morning that I feel thin fulfilled, happy, and not cholesterol too high. Okay. Scott, well, what do you think? Or Dr. DJ?
Well, I'll throw in, it is healthy, and then Scott can tell us the best way to cook them, because there have been several large epidemiologic studies looking at large populations of people who ate eggs, and there was no associated increase in cholesterol, which is what people were worried about.
Oh, my gosh, and that's good news.
Very,
that's good news.
Very interesting is that in the United States, the Food and Drug Administration puts a high number on how much cholesterol you should take in, but most other countries, including Australia and most European countries, don't set a limit on how much cholesterol you can have. So eggs are actually good for you.
Thank you so much. I love eggs. Jonathan, you drive us crazy with these barking noises. It's some scary things coming out, squeaking like crazy.
Wow, there's some party.
Jonathan, is a music party going on? And is okay, better. Are you there, Jonathan? Hello.
Sorry, we just lost you guys for 1 second, and we're back now.
Oh, thank you, because we had so much music behind, we couldn't even hear. But we heard the doctor saying that eggs are perfect. Don't worry about cholesterol too much. Just enjoy your eggs. How the best way we can cook eggs that they are tasty, we don't lose anything from the good part of eggs, and make them delicious? You can tell us that.
Well, in order to keep it in mind with cholesterol, I'll speak from my experience and what I prefer, because I'm a huge fan of an egg in the morning, as long as it's the right way. And for me, it's using vegetable spray or some non-butter type of spray for frying the egg. And I've used olive oil from occasion too, because or an extra virgin olive oil, because it adds a little bit of additional flavor to it. And then for me, it's really crack that egg in that pan, put a little bit of fresh cracked pepper on top of it, maybe some fresh chopped chives or green onions, and you flip it over for about 4 to 5 seconds, just so the middle is nice and runny and warm, but the whites are cooked right. And then it's over a piece of dry wheat toast or something like that. So when you crack that yolk open, it actually moistens the toast. It just makes, to me, a great way to start the day from a breakfast point of view. And most importantly, everybody always goes for two eggs. One is sufficient and filling and makes you feel just as good without feeling stuffed of trying to put down two of them.
That's very nice. You're right, you know, and a little tiny toast with the, like you say, running little tiny, you know, everywhere, a yolk, and it's just warm and hot, little pepper and little, you know, whatever, and touch, of course, I wish is your touch when you cook and serve. But anyway, everybody can come to Maui and try egg that you serve. But anyway, are you agreeing, Dr. DJ, that this is the way how we serve eggs at morning, the best way?
Well, I would totally agree with Scott. That sounds great. The only thing I would throw in there, he mentioned the whole wheat bread. And one thing you do have to be careful with, a lot of processed breads that you're going to buy at the store that have been made off-site are actually going to have a fair amount of sugar in them. So they can be high in the glycemic index. They can be, even a wheat bread can be bad for folks, particularly with diabetes, and kind of all of this in general. So if you can get a wheat bread that's made at your local bakery, a lot of times those won't have as much sugar in them, and they'll actually be a bit healthier for you. So
that's the carb. Only these carbs we can use when it comes to people with diabetes, and I'm going there. My whole family is very, very prone to that, and you know, I have trouble. I don't know, everybody said eat wheat, but I know it's something not right about that too. What about English muffin?
Well, English muffins, you can actually end up with the same kind of problem. You want to make sure, a lot of times these processed foods, the ones that you'll buy the English muffins at the store that have kind of been at some point sitting on the shelf for about a week or so, a lot of times you want to look at the ingredients in them to make sure that the first or second ingredient in line isn't some kind of sugar product, because they can be very high in sugar content, and you want to try to avoid those as best you can.
Thank you so much. Okay, Scott, what about...
Hey, Doc, let me ask you a question, though. What's your opinion on Ezekiel bread? How do you feel about that?
Ezekiel bread. Actually, that's a new one on me.
What's that, Scott? Can you explain us?
It's kind of everything that you've just described in the high sugars and the hidden things in most shelf products that people are unaware of. They think they're eating wheat bread and it's good for them, but it's loaded with, you know, different sugars and additives for color. Ezekiel bread is more of a dense and less flour type bread. Something's more grain based. So I was just curious how it matched up in your opinion.
Well, you know, the thing I try to remind people is any one of these products, whether it's the Ezekiel bread, wheat flour, wheat breads, any one of them, it's really important to actually look at the label. And labels these days are required to list the ingredients in them in order of how much they are. So if you look at the first ingredient on a bottle and it says, you know, high fructose corn syrup for an apple juice concentrate, let's say, or you look and it says sugar for Ezekiel bread, then you probably want to pass on those and look for something that has a little less sugar content in it, because that's the part in the breads that actually make them a lot less healthy for you. The wheats and the other things that go in that are the basis for the breads, that's the healthy part. But when you add a bunch of sugar in it, it creates more of an inflammatory state in the body, can obviously be very harmful for diabetics, and as we discussed before, can also cause you to crash in the middle of the morning and need to go have another egg or two because you're blood sugar is very low. So it's definitely important, just like about everything, to look at the ingredients and not just buy it because it's, you know, a certain type of product, but actually look at the ingredients and see what they're made of.
Thank you, Jonathan. I know you love oranges and you could drink a lot of them, and before especially. What do you think, Jonathan? Orange juice is good for us or not?
Orange juice has way too much sugar for what you're getting out of it for the fiber and for the vitamin C and pulp. It's a shame, but if you get fresh squeezed and you had about 2 ounces, you might be okay. The rest of it is just another soft drink.
Cuba, are you drinking orange juice squeezed? Or
I drink Coke all the time.
Oh, gosh. Walking disaster.
Coke.
We need
Wait, champagne. You know,
Cuba, you drink Coke, right?
Huh?
Cuba said he drinks Coke, right?
Yeah, I love that.
Yes, and you know, we need to
All right, I want to clarify our rock and rollers here.
Oh, Jonathan, you are in Maui. You know, we are nice people.
No, I only drink, you know, Coke because it gives me energy. You know, it's like, you know, I am very much action guy, so I love that. And in the evening, I love champagne because, again, it gives you energy.
Oh, the prince. Oh, you know, but I see, you know, I see you with the gorgeous glass of wine. Or
right.
champagne, and
I'm
sure it's very healthy
That's
for you.
Right.
But we are talking about breakfast. Come back to breakfast.
Breakfast, okay. Champagne too.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. Okay, I too. Let's talk about juices. Doctor and Scott, let's decide what we can drink with our breakfast. What type of juice is the best?
You know, I actually would suggest apple juice as being the best. It actually has, of all of the juices out there, it has a fairly low glycemic index. And again, the glycemic index refers to how rapidly sugars are absorbed into the body. It seems to play a very important role. The more rapidly a sugar is absorbed, higher glycemic index seems to create more inflammation in the body, higher risk factor for atherosclerosis. Apple juice is actually relatively low in the glycemic index, and it has a lot of what are termed polyphenols in it. Polyphenols are important antioxidants, and there's even a couple of animal studies to suggest that apple juice intake actually decreases your risk of heart disease. Now, specifically in terms of orange juice, it's kind of middle of the road whenever you look at glycemic index values. It does have a little bit of fiber content if you get the pulp in it, and obviously some vitamin C as well, though not as much as most people would really think. But still, I think a very reasonable thing, and I wouldn't put it on the back shelf completely.
Thank you for that, because I wouldn't think about apple juice at all. But
yeah.
Scott, before we'll finish Accent On, I think we'll let you finish with another question. Bacon. How do I make it crispy? Because Jonathan loves certain way. He can explain how, and then after this, we'll say bye-bye for this week, and we'll come back and pick up another healthy part of breakfast. Okay? Then please, yes, Scott or Jonathan, what about bacon?
What about bacon?
I know that you like bacon a certain way.
I like bacon so crisp
that if you drop it, it's shattered.
Oh, my gosh.
Of course, Scott, the chef, doesn't want to cook it at all. He just cuts the pig open, finds the bacon, and eats it raw.
Let's talk to like Scott.
His
Mr.
eggs
Scott.
And like his burgers, like his fish. In fact, if you follow Scott's way of living and cooking, you don't really need Scott because nothing gets cooked.
That's not right, and I want to hear
properly.
From Scott. Scott, I want the bacon by you. How you will do it?
I like my bacon not as crispy as Jonathan does. I like because it doesn't taste as good when you have it as crispy as Jonathan has. So I like it to be crisp, but I certainly like to still have the full flavor of the fat as well as the meat running through there and not something that's of a cracker-like consistency that just tastes burnt.
And how long this will take
you're
us?
You're just being mean now.
How long it takes us to make great bacon? And not overcooked, not overburn? Is this something that we... How we took
it? It's not that easy. Are we pan frying? Are we baking in the oven? Are we flat top grilling it? What are we doing here?
Oh my
microwave.
Gosh. We need 1 hour on the bacon. Accident on the bacon.
On how
like
to cook it alone.
On the bacon, I think we can take this over. Okay, Kuba, do you like bacon?
I love bacon.
In Poland, we love bacon. How we are doing? We eggs and bacon. This is like what we do for morning. Yes?
That's right. But no, I can only have bacon.
The BLT sandwich.
No, I love it. Okay, it looks like they're showing me we need to wrap it up, the bacon.
Turkey club.
Bye-bye, bacon.
Bye-bye, bacon. And okay, we'll pick up healthy breakfast next week. I love you guys. Thank you so much and talk to you next week. And thank you for all my guests for this week. Bye, Kuba.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa and Jonathan Todd right here on LA Talk Radio.